Hope I get all the comments to work today. Okay, good morning. Good morning, Facebook. Good morning, everyone else. This is the Saturday service. I'm Rabbi Brian. Here's people in formation. People, wave and say hi to the... You're waving to the people on Facebook, and you're waving to the people on YouTube, and there are people who watch this later. So thank you for making them all feel welcome and part of this. And I just got myself confused. Okay, good morning, good morning. This is the Saturday service. I'm Rabbi Brian. Today is February 13th. And Saturday service. 2/13/21. Yeah. I want to start off with like a homework review. And then we're going to hear from, I've already warned a bunch of people who are on the committee, we're going to hear from the committee dedicated to watching the mud settle as part of our homework review. And I know some of you self-selected to be on that committee, the committee dedicated to watching the mud settle. I wanted to start, though, with some review of last week, because we talked a lot of things last week, and I wanted us to look at it. And I did see some people sent me in. If you have it in you to keep track of what we're doing, I think this helps us in our learning process. So to keep track on an index card or something in whatever your local time zone is, 8:02 to whenever it's welcome. And if you keep track of what it is that we're saying, what we're talking about, at the end we can have a review and we can say, this is what I took with me today. And you might have written down things that are different from what someone else wrote down, and that's perfectly fine. I know for myself it's really helpful to write and to see and to put things into my own words. So let me look at, here's what we talked about last week. I'll put that on the slide here. So we started with talking about shaking the mud. We talked about shaking the mud, and we had this beautiful little image here of, does anyone got the quote offhand? Anyone have the quote offhand that they can share with? Oh boy. Last week, the audio did not go out to Facebook, but I got it now. Oh, look at that. And I have proof of it because my friend Patricia showed up on Facebook, and she says good morning to everyone. So good morning, Patricia. Glad that you're here. All right, so question. Who remembers the quote about the mud settling? Does anyone have that quote offhand? Yeah, Jim, go for it. Would you tell it to us? We'll try to spotlight your video while you do that. Jim, you are on mute, though. Could you unmute yourself? And
yeah. You want my, all right. There we go.
Actually, I wasn't going to say anything. There must have been a different move. Sorry.
No worries. Thank you, Jim. I apologize. This is a very live service, and things like this do happen. Is there someone who has a few lines of the quote about mud settling that they can share with us and we can begin? Yes, Susan, I see that's your hand up. Definitely looks like you wanted to be called on. Talk to us.
I have it. It goes, shapeable as a block of wood, receptive as a valley, clear as a glass of water. Do you have the patience to wait until the mud settles? Can you remain unmoving until the right action arises by itself? The master does not seek fulfillment, not seeking, not expecting, but present and welcoming the outcome of all things.
Amen. Amen. So, show of hands, how many of you were on the committee dedicated to the watching of mud settling? How many of you examined this last week? A few of you had, and do you have any reports from the committee dedicated to the watching of mud settling? Anything that you learned? Anything that came up? Did you find this was not a thing? Or we can just sit here and I'll just stare at all of you. No, that seems like a threat. That's horrible. That's bad pedagogy. I apologize for that. Anyone have any problem that they found that the waiting for the mud to settle helped out? Barb, you got something? And then Gord?
Yes. I noticed that when I try to stay in that neutral space, I often get emotional. And it takes me out of the space again, so I have to keep circling.
And Gord, what do you have, bud?
We were starting up a new semester. Well, we are at school. And sometimes you want to just get out of the gate and get the stuff done. And I took a page from your book and just checked in with the kids. And they all just wanted to talk about dealing with stress in COVID time. So I had this chat with a bunch of grade 11 kids. And you could actually see the mud settling in the room. It was pretty great.
It is fantastic. It's amazing how just being present to what's happening just changes everything. Thank you, Gord. Anyone else with a mud settling story? Anyone with throwing mud stories? And we'll take that too. Michael Burrows, what do you have?
This week I was able to tell somebody that I'm trying to find a way to talk around it, but it's no big deal. I'm in karate and we do tournaments, and I really don't like tournaments. I just don't like the competition. So I finally found the nerve to tell my teacher that, yeah, I'm not going to tournaments anymore. And I just felt the mud go, oof.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, this might be the opposite action, the exact opposite action of what you were saying, but can we get a whole group whoop whoop for Michael?
Woo!
I mean, I know you did it for your own reward and it was great for you, but it's just wonderful for us to hear from someone else that standing up for yourself and setting limits are so important. There's a great quote about limits that says limits are the space at which I can love myself and love you at the same time. Okay, that's where usually, yes, I get a thumbs up or a head nod or something like that. That's great. If you're keeping track.
It's too bad there's a limit to it.
Oh, I missed the pun there, Rob.
It's not a pun.
Oh, okay. Help me out then.
You said the limits are where and why.
Oh, that boundaries. Boundaries are the space. I apologize. I misquoted it then. Boundaries are the space at which I can love myself and I can love you at the same time. Thank you, Rob, for calling me out.
That's a lovely boundary.
That is. It's good.
Let's not limit it.
Amen. What do you have, Alma?
Well, I have a friend. I have a friend who this week has been very stressed out. And he's been ringing me maybe 3 or 4 times a day to discuss the same problem. And all the time I've been saying, you know, calm down. Today, he said, I've decided that I'm just going to let it ride. I'm just going to sit and let it go. And I thought, thank God for that, because that's what I've been telling him to do all week. And he said he feels a lot better because now he's thinking of himself.
Nice.
He cares for himself. So I thought, 2 birds with 1 stone. So thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Alma, for sharing.
That's great.
It reminds me of a quote I've not ever really had much use for, but my friend Jill told it to me. When somebody starts complaining to her, she says to them, "Have you already told 3 people about this problem?" And if they say yes, she says, "Well, then I don't want to hear about it." Bonus points to anyone who does that in the next week. but you have to say it with love. Like she doesn't say it to be, she's just like, I don't want to hear it. You're on repeat. It's not helping. Okay, the other thing for review from last week was, hopefully I can spell this properly on my page. The other thing review from last week was we did this. Edutig-targ.
Oh yes.
Oh yes. Can some of you who weren't here last week might be looking at the word edutetarg and wonder what language that is. And that would be a great question because I don't know the answer to that either. What this is instead of it being a foreign language, it's it's just writing the word gratitude backwards. Mm-hmm. And we had a little exercise.
Oh, yes.
It's the Hebrew spelling of it. The exercise was, and this was from Melanie Beatty, the exercise was, can you try in an end of an evening when you are writing down the things for which you are grateful, can you also write down the things for which you are not grateful, but by the very act of writing them down as though you are grateful for them, see how they change? I'm wondering, did anyone try that little wisdom cookie out and take it for a spin? I got a hand or two. I got Joy. I got Michael. Anyone else feeling? I promise you don't have to talk about it. I just want to know. How many of you are interested in actually hearing more about this? Let me try that kind of show of hands. Well, because if the answer is nobody, we're moving on.
Yes.
All right. So Joy, talk to us. Can you tell us a little bit about doing?
Yes, I wasn't with you last week.
No.
But I've had one or two situations which have come up from the first and then from this one that I realize that if I had, I would have been able to talk about them, but because they have both disappeared now, the problem on one and what was happening with the other one. But I think it covers both of the homeworks at once.
I was just going to say, I think you got two in one, so good for you, Joy.
Yes.
And Michael, you had something that you want to add in?
No, not really.
Okay.
That valuable. Just yes, I did it, and I found it cool because it's really
so you twisted. You wrote. Did you write them out, the things that you weren't really grateful for, or did you just think them?
Yeah. Just doing it. You know, mostly like right after the service. But it, you know, like I'm grateful for Corona. Right. I mean, it's changed. My life has really improved over the past year.
Wow, right? That's a weird thing.
But I find it really, like you said, it gets your brain going in a different way, in a non-complainy way.
Yeah, it kind of force resets you to look at the gratitude because you just said it, and now the rest of you is bolstering the... If you say it as a complaint, then you give evidence for the complaint. But if you come up with it as a gratitude thing, and it kind of feels like, hey... Rabbi just told me to throw the car in reverse while I'm driving. It seems like a really crazy idea. But I'm gonna reassign this homework. I have a little bit of an echo coming out at me, but that's all right. So here's what we did last week. We did the shake the mud and talked about gratitude. That was at the beginning, and then we did a review of the spiritual life. Then we did a little wave for Facebook. We did so many ads, gratitude, five advantages of being tense, yelling, and tutoring. Y'all see my list? Might be some spelling mistakes in there.
Yes, there are. It's lovely.
Thank you. And let me explain to you why there are spelling mistakes in there.
It's a typo.
No, it's exactly how the notes were taken. Let me show you the notes. There are the notes.
Very good.
Those are exactly the notes as my daughter wrote them down last week.
Excellent.
So I want you to take a look and see the difference. When you looked at it this way, and it was, this is what Rabbi wrote. And you have one set of opinions and judgments over the way spiritual is spelt. And then you look at this one and you go, oh, snapdoodles. That was written by an 11-year-old. What's the difference?
Is typed.
Yes, one is typed and one is on a greenish post-it note. But what's the difference in your own head when you saw... And we just assumed that I mean, obviously, I typed this one, not obviously, I typed this list up here.
Yeah.
And what was the difference in your head when you saw, oh, Rabbi can't spell?
Expectations.
Right? We had different expectations of me than we do of Annie.
Yeah. Judgment.
Right, there's a bit of do you see that was what I was shooting for here.
You also can't tell the time.
I also can't tell the time. Correct.
You left 2 minutes between Shake the Mud and Review of Surge Life.
Right. And my question again is, when you see it that I wrote it, it has one feeling to it. But when you see that an 11-year-old... Because remember last week, our friend Lee wasn't here. She didn't take time notes. And so I asked, would somebody take time notes? And I went upstairs and I saw this written on a pad of paper. Mm-hmm. Warmed my heart, right? My daughter's
sometimes they write on that pad of paper.
I think it's the same, no?
No, it goes from 8:09 to 8:22.
Oh, I mistyped it. Thank you, Rob.
Rob is on it today.
I think we might be going down the wrong corridor if we're looking.
Just the numbers guy.
You are totally right. You're totally right. I misrepresented Annie by having the times wrong. Let me go to the bigger point that I was going to get towards.
I'm sorry.
No, Rob, you are totally right. Those things, our brains get hooked into little picayune details and they throw us off.
They show you're human.
I am human. We all are. And that's where I want to get to today. So would you all do me a favor and grab a piece of paper and a pen? Grab a piece of paper and a pen. And if you could use a thicker pen than a thin pen, those work out better if, notice I say if, I didn't say when, if you're going to show what it is that you're doing. You do not need to show what it is that you're doing. But I want to give you the opportunity to grab yourself a thick pen, and anyone in Facebook land, YouTube land, anyone else who wants to do this as well. Oh, look, we got another comment coming in from Facebook. Good morning, Shirley. And let's keep Shirley in our thoughts. She just had a surgery. So thank you for joining. Glad you're here, Shirley. All right, everyone got pen in hand?
Mm-hmm.
We are going to take a full minute. I'm going to give us a timer here. We're going to take a full minute, and I'm going to ask you to do something. Here we go. Timer. 1 minute. I'm going to set a 1 minute timer here. There it is. I started it already. I'm going to pause. Hold on. 1 54-second timer. I want you to draw a picture of yourself in the position you find yourself right now. Bonus points if you draw in your computer or electronic device as well. I'm going to pause here, and under the threat of muting all of you, I'm going to ask you to try to do this without comment. Because what adults tend to do when they're tasked with drawing a picture is they start to get all twittery. And they start to get all, isn't it funny how bad I am at drawing? I don't want that. I want you to hold on to that, suppress that, or just notice it while it's coming up. But that's not the important part of this exercise. We'll see. So I want 54 seconds. Everyone ready? You got pen and paper? Give me a thumbs up. Are we ready? Here we go. All right. So we're going to do drawing of ourselves in our current location. You got 54 seconds. Let's go. We got 20 seconds left on the clock. And 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. All right, gang, take a breath of air. Thank you for not doing all the Twitter giggle. I thank you so much for taking this in the spirit in which I asked you to do. What do you think happens? Let's do it this way. How many of you drew a picture? How many of you did some kind of drawing? Oh, fantastic. Look at that. Participation points for everyone. How many of you, keep your hand up, how many of you really, truly would be thrilled to show everyone your picture? Oops. Okay, great. How many of you could possibly be convinced, maybe because other people are showing theirs, that they might kind of show their own also?
Uh-oh.
Okay. Again, you don't have to. This is very important. Rob is already showing his. So I'm going to spotlight Rob. Rob, you get bonus points.
I'm looking at the mail that's coming in today.
There we go, Rob. Rob, did you? That's you.
There's two letters from Island Hospital.
Hold on 1 second. We got somebody with a little extra talking going on. I'm going to mute. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for showing us your photo, your picture.
You.
Anyone else have one that they want to show? Oh, look at all of you. Oh, wait, time out. This is beautiful. Look at all of them. Hold up your pictures if you would.
Is my picture so bad?
No. Okay, how many of you?
That's great.
Look at all those. That's fantastic. There's me in mine.
That's great.
So,
oh wow!
How many of us are? All right, let me take my screen down off of that. This is what I was trying to get at with this versus this. What I was trying to get at, and I wanted to push further in this drawing exercise, was we all know that if a 7-year-old comes to you, a 4-year-old comes to you with a picture, and they hand you the picture and they say, look what I drew. What's the proper thing to say back to them? You suck.
That's wonderful.
No. I'm talking about like a 4-year-old and they don't have hand-eye coordination and their fine motor skills. You say, that sucks. Have you all seen what 4-year-olds draw? It's terrible.
It's amazing. That's beautiful.
Fantastic.
No, I'm trying to look to see if I have any of my kids' drawings around here. I don't, because they were...
It's all in the eye of the beholder.
No, they were terrible, these pictures. I must have thrown them out.
Yes, show us your pictures. They're awful.
Right.
But we love them.
Right.
They did their best.
Right. Oh, look at that. Janice has got one right there. Okay, wait. I'm going to spotlight Janice. Hold on. Okay.
Fabulous.
Can you all see Janice's one? Look at that. She even framed it. And we all know what to say to a 4-year-old who does that.
It's better than mine.
Wait a second. Who said that's better than mine? Rita?
Yeah.
Hi, Rita.
Hi.
Rita, would you join me on stage for a moment?
Sure.
Rita, you know I love you, right?
I feel bad. I do.
And Rita, you know whatever you're about to show us, I'm going to love, right?
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Rita, could you hold your photo, your picture of yourself up? And let's all hold it there for a second. Right? Okay. Mm. Now, Rita, can you see all the people who are here? Can you see some of them?
Now I can.
Okay. People, can you tell Rita how horrible her picture...
No.
Right? Why? If Rita gave you that picture and sent it to you, how would you feel? What would you say to Rita?
I mean, yeah, really.
I feel loved.
I do.
Right?
Thank you.
Say thank you, Rita.
And Rita,
thank you for sharing it.
Thank you.
Rita, yeah. How's it? Can you take that in? Can you take that in a little?
I heard a thank you. That sounded honest.
Okay.
Well, I would be, if she sent that to me, like in a card or something like that, I would feel very happy because she took the time to do that, right? And so when somebody gives you a piece of artwork, even if it isn't, you know, the most beautiful piece of artwork you've ever seen, the fact that they took a chunk of their day and made that for me means something.
Right.
That would be Rita's way of saying that I care enough about you to write some stuff on a piece of paper or draw a picture and send it to you. And that is meaningful in itself, and it doesn't matter how great the artwork is. It's the fact that it was done that's the important part.
Amen. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Alex.
So kind, Alex.
Go, Alex.
It is kind. But let me put it this way. What the fuck else are we here to do? Cut each other down? Make people feel bad about themselves? I mean, really? What do we do that for? Well, wait. I think we might have some ideas as to why we do that.
It's about sharing.
It's sharing. There's a great quote here. St. Ambrose. Hold on a second. We'll take a moment. Oh, I got... No one heals themselves by hurting another. If you're keeping track of things we learned today, keep track of this one. No one heals themselves by hurting another. I don't feel good about my drawing skills, so what am I going to do? I'm going to bust on Rita. Because she had the nerve to show us something that wasn't perfect. That's not right. We all know that. Now,
they're all perfect.
They are all perfect. Now, let me ask this one. Can you... Don't look at your picture right now. Don't look at your picture. Look at the screen. Look at your screen. Don't look at your picture. Good. Can you imagine in a moment looking at your picture? And can you imagine looking at it with pride? We tend to think I'm going to preach a little bit, but hey, it's a service. So, and I'm a rabbi. That works.
Oy vey.
Thank you. I ask people often, I've done this before. Why do we treat ourselves worse than we would treat a kid? And the answers always come to some sense of, well, we should know better. It's for our own good. And my response is always, if we know better, we should be kind to ourselves. So take a moment, look at your picture, and see if you can't go, I'm proud of that. And I'm going to make it into a card, and I'm going to send it to Alex, and she's going to like it. Or I'm going to... Right. Do anyone have a, I think I've beaten this horse in? Anyone want to take another whack at this dead horse? Yes, Tony Ann. And then Michael. Hold on. Go ahead, Tony Ann.
Well, one of the things that it's making me think is like, that it feels like an exercise in figuring out how to talk better to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that there are ways to talk to other people that I don't do in my own head. So even though I wasn't giggling or twittering, as you said, as I was drawing, I was definitely criticizing. And then as I saw everybody else's, I was like, oh yeah, I get it. That's a computer. Oh yeah. So even the part of my mind that wants perfection was still able to find okayness in a drawing that's done in 50 seconds, no less. But I guess it feels like a good reminder of keeping track of my own internal thoughts, because that can become so drowned out in a day where like I don't even realize I'm criticizing myself, but I know I'm not necessarily doing that to somebody else. So,
Tony, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you took an art fine arts class?
Maybe like fifth grade. Does public school art count?
Right. No, it's fine. But would you expect yourself to get better at anything that you haven't practiced in, I don't know, for fifth grade was like 6 years ago for you?
I do present very young.
Yes.
So what's funny is that actually there is a part of me that does. I named her Tina. She's my inner perfectionist. And she does expect me to be able to do things that I've never done before.
Yeah.
And so there's definitely a, like on a daily basis, I'm like, okay, hold on. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that I should know how to do a thing I've never done before.
How many of you have a Tina that lives inside you telling you that you suck? I'm so sorry. If anyone here's name is Tina, that's like a terrible thing.
It is. I don't know why I named her that. I just did. Everyone should name their inner critic as they need to. But mine is Tina for sure.
My friend Larry calls his the judge. All right, Michael, you have something you want to add in.
Yeah, I wanted to add in that at first I resisted doing this and thought, oh, I better get a mirror and do this.
And
then I saw you. Then I saw you just looking down and doing it, and I allowed myself to sketch in a way that's almost like unconscious, not to try to figure out what, but just move my hand in a way. And that was so, I mean, it really shifted my whole mood because of what's going on with the trial and what's going on in my life and wanting to do something else and stay focused. And what came out of this picture was just such a relief of the different things, the different faces that I could see in the sketch that I drew.
That's
so
nice.
It affirmed the multiple characters going on in my existence, this moment that got concretized just in the sketch. And so, you know, this was a great exercise. It came out of nowhere. But I'd been doing this in the past because you suggested it a long time ago, I think.
I've
a number of months ago, you suggested. No, a year ago, you suggested doing this. And I started just letting my hand move on a piece of paper. And then when I was ready to stop, look and see what came out.
Right.
Very interesting thing. So
thank you. It begins
great exercise.
With, thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
It begins with giving ourselves permission.
Permission, yeah.
And giving ourselves permission to not be perfect.
To be creative.
Yeah. Work with the muses.
You're saying this isn't perfect?
I didn't say that. The only way you could draw it, though, Rob, was that you gave yourself permission to do it, even if it weren't to come out perfectly.
And that you had fun doing it.
How many there of you, was it actually more fun than you had expected it was going to be?
Big time.
I'm not extrapolating any life lessons out of that.
No.
Okay, maybe there's a life lesson in that. Hold on one second as I want to talk a little bit about... Go ahead, say I lost that.
There's a lot of pride to be had or self-affirmation.
Right.
Communicating to the world and yourself in a counterintuitive way than you're used to doing.
And there's an old joke here. I'm going to spotlight myself for the old joke. There's an old joke, Maury, he prays every day, God, let me win the lottery. God, let me win the lottery. And every day he goes to synagogue, he stands before the ark, God, let me win the lottery, please. And one day, 36 years after the first time he ever said the prayer, he hears a voice. And the voice says,
buy
a ticket. Right. We can't get better at drawing. We can't get better at anything unless we take a chance.
Yeah, and scribbling works, I think.
Scribbling works. And also allowing ourselves to be non-rational. Let me make a distinction there between non-rational, rational, and irrational.
Right.
Rational is that's math and science and engineering, and I love that stuff. Computer programming, that's rational. Non-rational is these crazy things like love, acceptance, all the gushy things we're going for, enjoyment, astonishment. Astonishment is not rational. There are rational reasons why you should have astonishment and why it's good for you, but it's a non-rational thing to be astonished. It goes beyond rational. There's a fancy religious word, metanoia. Means beyond, you know, paranoia, like that of the mind. Metanoia is beyond the mind. And it's non-rational. Irrational is jumping into a painting because you want to become, you like the scene. Like, that's irrational. That doesn't make any sense. But non-rational is what we're pushing towards. And freeing ourselves up. Okay, I got to make some announcements. Announcements. Here we go. A while ago, we think we had a team clergy meeting. And I don't really know what that meant exactly, but I asked a few people to help me out with how do we... And we had an idea on how to run breakout groups better. So if you would like to be in a breakout group starting next week, we decided we're going to have semi-permanent breakout groups. So when we go to breakout groups, if you like to be in a breakout group, and of course you don't have to, but if you'd like to be in a breakout group, we're going to put you in the same group with four or five people. And here's how you get into a breakout group. You're going to send an email. Oh, Alex, I don't think I gave you the full last moment, so this is going to be awkward, and you're going to tell me if this does not work for you. But this is the way I figured it out finally. If you email Alex, and you just email, Alex, is it all right for them to use your email?
Yes.
Okay. So if you email Alex.
Heck of a time to ask.
Well, she can say, it's a good thing I asked first, right? So Alex is going to put her email address in the chat. Email her with a single noun up to two syllables. That's all you need to email, is you just email her the word toast or biscuits or kitten or Gandhi.
Toast has one syllable.
Up to two syllables.
Thank you.
And then she's going to make out breakout rooms based on those words. So next week when you see the ghost, pig, cow, feather one, you're like, oh, I put in the word ghost. You have to remember your word. That's the only rule here. And then when you see that breakout room that has your word in it, because it will have four or five words in it, because that's how we're making these work, you will be in that group. I think that worked. Did I miss a piece of that? Should that? So if you would at the time, no, I got some heads going this way, some going that way. So I'm going to repeat what I think the directions were, and you'll tell me where it gets lost. You're going to email Alex. She put her email in the chat. Email Alex with a single noun up to two syllables. And then remember that word. And whatever word that is, that will be in the name of your breakout group starting next week.
What if we don't remember it?
Write it down.
Write it down.
What if you want to be in random rooms?
It's your password.
You could just call it Emily, but that's three syllables. Okay. Any other questions on that? We'll see how that works. Yes, Jeffrey.
What if you want to be in random rooms?
Don't do this.
Larry, you have to listen to the clergy here.
Yeah. So I think, I didn't think of this until right now, but I think that's what this service does. Is you all see this service is this. This is me, Rabbi, drawing pictures badly. Not just drawing pictures badly, but running a service and just going with it. And you all see when it doesn't work. And you have this ability to love me in spite of or because of or some combination of the two. And here's where I really wish I had a mirror, but I don't have a mirror. So here's the fictional mirror. And I'm going to throw it back on you. If you can give me as much grace as you give me when I try and I flop.
No.
Could you do it for you?
Yeah.
You know to do it for a four-year-old? You're all here and you know you do it with me. And the question is, how well can you... And we can go to... I'm going to just do shorthand. You can go to the stages of learning and you can just say, well, I'm still at a three here. Or I'm at a four, I can remind myself. And the goal is to be able to do this by yourself. Okay. Other announcements. Immediately after this service, immediately after this service, there's going to be a two-minute break. And in that two-minute break, I'm going to stick around and then help, and then I'm going to move on. But in that two-minute break, we're going to transition to from this service to virtual donut holes. And virtual donut holes now has two components to it. You can go... Wait, hold on. I made notes. I've never said this part before. In those 2 minutes, there's also going to be a guest book. That's new. So if you'd like to fill out the guest book, Joe at that time... Joe, can you wave and say hi? There's Joe. Joe will put the link to the virtual guest book up at that time so that you can put any feedback you have and you can just say hi and say that you were here. So there's a virtual guest book that you can sign into in those 2 minutes. And then it's also going to give people who are left, who are staying, a chance to do a breakout group called Deeper Divers, is the name we decided upon for now. And Deeper Divers are people who want to take whatever topics that we're looking at today and really just like, you know that when you have that rib bone and it was so delicious and you want to eat all the meat off of it and you just keep gnawing at it? It's that kind of Deeper Divers is really going deep into these topics of self-love and loving others. And I don't want to put the person on the spot, but I know there was somebody who I had asked to be in the Deeper Diver tour leader. Yes, and Kip, thank you for waving. I didn't want to, if you weren't. So there's Kip. Kip is our dive master. Oh, yeah. That's a fun phrase.
Wow.
We've done an awful lot of that.
Okay, so that's that. Other announcements are Tuesdays at 3 hours after this service started. So at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, there's a Tuesday group. And if you want to find out about the Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday group, get in touch with Alex about that. Other announcements that I have. This one, I thank so many of you. So my friend James, a lot of you know about James. James is someone who my Buddhist friend Nagi, who is a mentor of mine, Nagi, I met him. I didn't know why I met Nagi, but he taught me a lot of things. My favorite quote of his is about religions. He said, all religions are... same shit, different shovel. You gotta like a Buddhist because they can just talk like that. So he introduced me to James, who he met when James was on death row. And James, he became like an English don to James, bringing him readings and things. And James has changed his whole life in prison. And he's bored AF right now because they're on mainly lockdown. If you have it in you to send a card to James, the address for James is... oh, it's already up there in the chat. Fantastic. If you send James a... you cannot use anything that has glitter, no stickers. Just keep it a plain note. And if you don't know what to write to him because, hey, you've never written to James before, just writing at the beginning, hey, I have no idea what to write, but I thought I would start, is a good start. And then send him your picture. That man, I've sent him a lot of bad pictures, but we have a good time. He's a
is he on death row?
Oh no, he's off death row. Which here's right. Something funny. He said disadvantage of it was he now has to share a cell and the food quality went down. he's very insightful, very witty, very witty man.
Tense.
And also, if you don't already, he and his buddies, they're working on a second book. but this is the book that they wrote for now. It's called Right Our Wrongs, Letters to Victims, Poems, and Short Stories. And it's, wow. You know what it is? It's this. Is it grammatically correct? No, not all of it. Doesn't matter. It's beautiful. This stuff in here is absolutely, absolutely beautiful and moving. And the other thing is, it helps you get out of your head and like, oh, my problems in COVID, like I'm on lockdown with my family. And it goes right back to that gratitude thing of, oh, I'm on lockdown with my family. Fantastic. Okay. Anyone on Facebook have a question, comment? No, they're good. The Etsy item of the week, Godsperiments. This is 26 different exercises that I've made videos of. If you want to figure out some of your thoughts and declutter your ideas about that G-O-D word, this is a really fantastic program that I put together. It's there for you. And also always making contributions to to Religion Outside the Box helps. And I think I'm at the end of my announcements.
I have a question.
Yeah, Sherry.
So somebody mentioned COVID being a good thing. I mean, it's made their life better. And there's good things that have come out of it also, but I find it hard also to rationalize because so many people have died.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a thought experiment. It's not perfect. It's just can we take some of the things that are paining us and find some gratitude in them? Joe, I'll put you on the spot for a moment, but I know you had written to me that you were able to find some gratitude in things that you never thought you would find gratitude in. Do you have it in you to share? You can say no. Totally say no.
I'll say I find it challenging, but I did it anyway because I find it challenging. And I'm not sure that I can honestly say it was like 100% conversion to, oh, now I can accept this thing. But it did take the sting out of whatever it is that I was ungrateful for. It hurt less, it objectified it, and it helped me look at it in a different perspective. Even though I didn't necessarily get whole 360 turn to, oh, now I can be grateful, like Sherry just mentioned about the COVID.
Yeah.
I may not be able to get 100% to, I am grateful for COVID, but I'm less ungrateful for COVID.
Yeah, so maybe it didn't go down 100%, but it went down 3%, and let's take that.
Yes.
Thank you, Sherry, for asking. Thank you, Joe. Stephanie, I see you. Go for it.
I didn't write this down, but when I woke up this morning, my chicken coop, which has a tarp over it, the tarp had failed under the snow. It fell down onto the coop, which actually, there's a heat lamp in there, which kept the chickens warmer than it would have, because otherwise it's all open on the sides. So I thought, oh, that's wonderful. But then when I moved the snow away and I picked up the tarp, the little mulberry tree I had planted was broken. So I feel like that's an example of there was good in that tarp breaking and there was loss also.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. This isn't, it's too simplistic to have everything be all good. It just doesn't work. And I get freaked out. Bad. I get freaked out when I see people whose religions are all smiles. And it's I heard someone say it's solar theology. It's full solar theology. It's always sunshine and everything's always good. And that shit scares the crap out of me. I need there to be a little shadow. There's things that aren't for what I consider the best. And there are things that hurt. And I need to mourn those because I'm a human being. Okay.
Yes.
Tony Ann, you have something you were saying? Or?
Oh, I just was saying, I think that's one thing that I really appreciated probably in the last like 10 years is just noticing that I have a hard time accepting that more than one truth is alive at the same time. And so, and as much as my faith can't have me saying things like, oh, it's always good, when a moment comes that I don't like, it can't be the case that it's also only bad. Like that it, and so I like, yes, it's complicated to figure out how there's a benefit to something like a global pandemic, for example. That's like a really, that's complicated. And yet, you know, there's also, it's complicated. Life is messy. And so I think being suspicious of simplicity when it comes on either side of that spectrum can lead to some really great things, never all one thing or the other.
I'm going to introduce a word. It's a four-letter word, and I want you to play with this word this week. Anytime you hear someone say, well, the Republicans are, or the people, keep this word in mind.
Some.
It's not always, not all the time. It's some. And we want simplistic and we want all, and but it doesn't work like that.
You spell it with three letters.
Yes.
You can do that too.
I could save a letter. Yes, Joy, what do you have, my friend? Thank you, Rob.
Well, I think over the last few months, I can quite easily say that, yes, my religion, in some ways, I think my faith's come stronger, but out of what have been very, very difficult circumstances,
right.
Having to give up driving, having to move house after 34 years. But yeah. People are saying that I look a lot happier now than I did before.
Yeah. Mm. This goes
and
to.
I think now I'm feeling, with the house, that yes, I live here now, and this is my home, yeah. And I've got away from. Oh, I've got to go to that flat in Lerwick and live. I'm now at home.
Well, I'm glad to hear you've made the transition. This is another phrase that goes with it, which is both and. It's not either or. Mm. It's both and.
No.
We can be happy and sad. Let me ask before we, I haven't done, let's talk, what's on our, Bob, and then I'm going to transition us to what's going on our hearts. Are there things that we feel we need to share in a group? Bob, you had your hand up before I said any of that, so go ahead.
Yes. When you were talking about the love and the ease and everything like that, that, if everything was easy and rosy, that there would not be any opportunity to really love and practice it when things are hard.
That's true. That's very true. So I'm going to ask two different things. One, is there something on your heart you really want to share? And or two, here's the thing that I'm taking from this service today. I'm taking that St. Ambrose quote with me, that nobody heals themselves by hurting another. Or I'm taking with me this idea that I need to be kind to myself. Or I don't want to give all those answers.
Keep going.
Rita, my Lilliputian friend, what are you taking with you? We spotlit you today. We ganged up on you a little bit, didn't we? What are you taking with you as the moral of the story?
The both and, the non-duality, the idea that everything is good and bad and more than that. And
yeah.
So judging is kind of extraneous.
It is, right? But here's the thing, and Larry taught me this one, is when you judge yourself for judging yourself, that's an extra judgment you didn't need. Like, you're going to fall into judging yourself again, even though you know that you don't want to, but don't kick your ass again. Who else has got something? And Alex, I have lost full control of my mouse here. If you could spotlight the next person and call on them, I am... I can't make this work. Oh, there's my cursor again.
Wow. I don't see any hands up.
Oh, well, then that means time for me to just call on people. No, I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that.
Rabbi?
Yeah. Go, Melissa.
Rabbi, I wrote With our exercise in drawing the picture, I wrote perspective and context in judgment within the frame of kindness.
Ooh, you got them all in there. Say that again.
Yeah.
Perspective and context in judgment within the frame of kindness.
Oh, I like the frame of kindness frames the whole thing. It's got to be in the frame of kindness. And okay, if I had, when I put this together, my goal for today was to help us all remember to not treat ourselves this way, but to treat ourselves this way. Right? To treat ourselves the way that we would treat Annie, as opposed to the way that we might naturally feel inclined to treat ourselves. That was my goal for the day. How'd I do?
Accomplished.
So well, y'all have some homework then. Good.
Is everybody's name Annie now?
Sure.
Some of us.
Except for those who haven't. So everyone's name is now Annie, and you have to talk to your inner Tina.
Thank you, Annie.
That's good. I also want to welcome anyone who is here for the second time. I decided that was also in team clergy meeting to thank people for coming for the second time. Is there anyone who's here for the second time who wants to say hello formally? Because I don't want to embarrass people who are here for the first time. So I thought if people who are here for the second time, nobody, that's all good. That's good. Let me see what else I had. Zoom, donuts, text, email. Mm-hmm. All right. We have just about a minute left. We're going to do this with 3 minutes left. Pull out your phone, your watch, your whatever you do from. Next time you're looking for something to do, just do this. Go into your messaging program. Slide all the way down. Find someone you haven't sent a note to in a long while.
Yeah, I did that.
That one. And just say, hey, randomly thinking of you today. Hey. Or you write whatever you want. Randomly thought of you. Thought I would say hi. That's all. We can always add a little more gratitude into our lives and just, you know what it would feel like to get that random text message from someone. So let's be the change we want to see. Okay, I'm going to call us for ending this part of the service. We're going to transition over to virtual donut holes. I'm going to set a 2-minute timer. When the 2-minute timer is over, I'm going to run along and I'm going to leave Joe in charge of the main room and Kip is going to arrange for it. And Alex, you have all that technology down?
We're going to work it out.
And let's all remember this is a live show. Not just what I'm doing here, but life. This is a live show. Shit goes wrong. And let's be nice. So give a wave. I can't change screens or I lose my countdown timer. So give a wave. Say goodbye. Send love.
Bye, I'm gonna everybody.
Hang up on the people who are on Facebook.
Bye. Bye, Rob.